Hello, everyone. We will see as everybody gets in here tonight. I am Coach Lisa. So, welcome to the body image and sex call. We do these calls once a month, and I am your coach for these calls. So, the way these coaching calls work is you can raise your hand. I will call on you and we can have a conversation. We can coach on something specific if you want. You can share something fun you've tried. You can let us know what's going on in your world, as it sort of relates to body image and sex or intimacy or relationships. That's what we're here to talk about. If you've been to these calls before, you know I'm pretty open. If you have questions, please post them in the Q&A so I make sure I see them. You can also chat away in the chat amongst each other. Make sure your chat is set to everyone, because if it's not, I'm the only one that's going to see it, and I'm not going to actually be monitoring the chat too much. I'll sort of see it a little bit, but I'm not fully there. My attention will be here with you talking. Like I say, if somebody wants some one-on-one coaching, please raise your hand. You don't have to have your camera on if you don't want to. That's okay. I prefer it because I like to see you. But otherwise, you don't have to if that's something you want to do. And you can also post questions anonymously in the Q&A if you're looking for that too. So I'm curious, what brought everybody here tonight? Like, why'd you choose this call to come to? Is there anything coming up for anyone that you wanted to talk about? Let me know. You can post it in the chat if you want. And then I also wanted to make sure that I mentioned you all know about the holiday weight loss workshop that's this Sunday. It starts at 10 a.m. Central Time. It's gonna go for about 5 hours. It's a nice long workshop. It's gonna be a really fun day to spend with Corinne, and there'll be coaches in the chat with you there. So I hope everybody's thinking about that. And then I do have somebody with their hand raised, so we'll get Robin, you will be next. And then if we have time today, either this call or the next one, because our next monthly call is actually only in about 2, 3 weeks or 2 weeks or so. I'm going on vacation in November, and it's the week right before my vacation. So I was going to talk to everybody about how I prepare for that, as far as body image goes. But we can talk a bit about that if we have time today. And otherwise, like I say, questions in the Q&A. And let's ask Robin to come on up and we will see what's going on for Robin. Robin is joining us. Hello. Oh, there you go. Perfect. Can you hear me?
Can you see me and hear me?
Yes, I can. It's
Okay.
nice to meet you.
Thank you. One of the issues that I'm having is all of my life I lost weight, exercised, I got in shape because I wanted an attractive body to attract a man.
Okay.
That has been my motivating factor. I'm 64. I have no interest in a relationship with men anymore.
Okay.
I hate to say this, but I don't know who I am. If I'm not trying to attract a man, I don't know who I am.
At all?
Well, I know who I am.
So tell me about that. Who are you then?
I'm a good person. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm an aunt. I'm a good friend. I'm a very good nurse.
Okay.
But my motivation for weight loss and to stay in shape was to attract a man.
Okay.
And so I'm finding trying to search for reasons to continue to lose weight and to stay in shape, even though attracting a man is no longer something that I want to do.
Okay. So, do you want to lose weight and stay in shape?
Yes. I'm older now, and flexibility. I want to be strong, and I want to live a long life, actually. And
Okay, so it sounds like you've got new reasons.
I'm sorry.
So it sounds to me like you've got new reasons to be strong, to be flexible.
That may be it. I have new reasons I haven't recognized. Yeah.
So sometimes we can also look at it as, well, what's like the opposite? So if we just took, okay, we're not going to lose weight, we're not going to stay in shape. Well, then what happens to the life that we're living? What changes in your life if you gave up on weight loss and you were not working on working out?
It goes downhill, and I still want to be proud of how I look, even though I'm not interested in a romantic relationship. I still want to have pride in my appearance.
Yeah, so there's another reason.
Yes, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So we still want to be proud of how we look. We still, that's still part of who you are. Just may not be for a man.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, th this has been a very confusing time for me because
Okay.
it's different.
Yeah.
The focus isn't on attracting a man anymore.
Yeah.
It's like I'm walking on new territory.
Yeah, you're focusing a little more on just you and you living your life day to day. So that's how we can kind of get our cues from our surrounding of like, well, why is it still important to me?
That makes sense because I've asked myself the question, if I'm not trying to attract a man, then who am I? So I just have to remind myself of who I am. I'm a much
Right.
stronger, better person now.
Yeah, you're still the same you.
Yes.
And likely the reason it would have attracted a man is because of your confidence and your belief in yourself and just the way you composed yourself, which is all still you.
It is all still me.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
That helpful? That's
Yes. Thank you for that.
very welcome. So that could be something you could journal on. And anybody can journal on. It's like, so who am I? What makes up who I am? And why else do I want these goals? Because one reason is never going to carry us all the way, typically. Looking at it from, well, what else does it do for me? Why else is it important? Such great questions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
That's
you. Excellent.
helpful.
Well,
Thank
you're welcome. It was nice to meet you, Robin.
you as well. Thank you.
All right, take care. There we go. Well, that was lovely. Okay. So, right now we have no more hands raised. Does anybody else want to come on up and chat with me and oh, Nicole. Okay. Yeah, Nicole said in the chat this is the only coaching call she can get to because of her schedule. Absolutely, Nicole. If you'd like to come on up, we can coach about anything. I'm definitely open to that. I do like to offer these calls too, just as a way to open it up for anybody who does want to talk about anything very intimate. That this is a safe place for us to do that. And we just never know how things are connected. So let's see. Hello, Nicole. How are you? You need to unmute. There you go.
Can you hear me? I have earbuds
Yes, I can.
in. Okay. I'm doing okay.
All right.
I tr have tried to get on a couple other coaching calls and it just hasn't worked out. So I was hoping to connect
Sure. What
today.
would you like?
So I started the program probably I think in July. And at first I lost 6 pounds and was going well, and now I've gained those 6 pounds back, and I'm just like holding in a
Okay.
holding pattern.
Yes.
And so I guess I could use some help on pinpointing. I know one of my issues is I have never been someone that is like aware of my body and what's going on in anything, like health or anything.
Okay.
So the whole like waiting for hunger and fullness and things like that, like that's something I'm getting used to. But I feel like I'm just always on autopilot, and I'll make a 20 each morning. I'm like, I'll make a 24-hour plan, and I set a goal for how much water. And then by the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I didn't drink my water and I didn't stay on plan. Okay, tomorrow's another day.
Okay,
But
so
that's just a pattern. It's not doing me any good.
yeah, so recognizing that you are very aware of what you're doing, and that's great. That's what step one is to see what is it that I'm doing, how is it that I'm showing up, and now we can just take it to the next step. Which is okay, if we're not getting our water in, how do we make that easier tomorrow? So when you go assess your planning and say, this is what didn't happen, is how can I make that easier tomorrow to do?
The silly thing is, I carry this with me everywhere, like
Okay.
everywhere, but it doesn't mean I'm always drinking this.
Okay. So any thoughts on what you could do? What does everybody else do? Maybe we could share in the chat. What does everybody else do to remember to drink their water? Personally, I'll show you mine. Mine is in my face all the time, and I drink it constantly. So, but it's right there. I think about it a lot. Like I'm always drinking it.
I've even tried reminders on my, like an app with reminders on my phone, and sometimes I'll listen. Other times I'm like, oh, I'm busy right now, and I don't listen too much.
What are you busy doing?
Like working or
What do you do for work type of
like
work?
bookkeeping and accounting,
Okay.
and I work from home, so it's not like I can't. It's just like I'm in the middle of something. I don't want to interrupt. But nothing is earth-shattering.
It's curious though, does it have to interrupt for you to take a drink of your water?
Not really.
Yeah.
Depending on if I have to fill it, but that's not even that big of an interruption.
Well, if you have to fill it, then we know we're getting somewhere. So that's pretty
Yeah.
cool too, right? So
Yeah.
100%, it's paying attention to that. This is what's so cool. It's listening to what is coming up in our mind as the excuses or the reasons why we're not doing it, and then kind of busting through them and saying, well, really? Like you could literally be
Yeah.
water anytime. We
Sure.
just got to get into that habit. And personally, I don't know about anybody else, but I find the more I drink, the more I seem to need to drink.
Well, I think part of it, which like you said, I know it's an excuse, but I already have to go to the bathroom all the time. And so when I drink the amount that I should be drinking, I feel like I might as well just move my desk in the bathroom. And I don't know if it will get better after a while, or that's just the hand I've been dealt, and I'm just gonna have to get used to it. But it's especially hard if I'm on the go, like running around and stuff.
So, one way I could offer you to test this theory out, will it get better? You have a question. Will it get better or will it not over time? Do it. Let's find out. I don't know if
Yeah.
you've ever heard on a coaching call, let's fuck around and find out. If we're like, I don't know, it could be really bad. Well, let's find out. Let's see what happens. If we do it for 2 weeks, okay, we're going to increase what we're doing for 2 weeks. Does it start to get better? My experience, I'll share with you, is yes, absolutely it does. I used to constantly have to go to the bathroom, and now it just doesn't. My body's more used to it, and it's okay. I would also recommend that you just increase it slowly. Think about how
Yeah.
much you drink now, have a little bit more, right? See what happens. Are there any good comments in there? I can't read them yet. Just some different ideas. Different straws, knowing where the restrooms are. There's a bunch of comments in the chat about that. Every time you get up off your from your desk, take a sip. That's a great suggestion. The other one is, I think there was a comment in there about first thing in the morning. I've literally had clients who put like private coaching clients, they put bottles of water in the bathroom.
Well, I have a cup like for to take my medicine. So I could rather than just a sip, like fill it.
So this is a situation where it's Do I need to work on my mental, like my thinking, my what's going on in my brain, or do I need some strategies? And it sounds to me like in this case, we need some strategies to just what can I try? And then we can, if we can be open to strategies, to doing some experimenting, we can figure out how to make it work. So, is there anything holding you back, do you think, from being open to that experimentation?
I don't think so. I mean, I could even just put like a little post-it note on my mirror or something in the bathroom.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could put a post-it note on your water bottle too, saying, drink.
True.
Then reminding yourself when you're busy working, perfect time to just take a sip. You don't even have to like look to do it, right? And then there will come a time when you're going to have to fill it up. But now that can be seen as success. You're probably going to have to pee by then anyway. So it would be like me. I do back-to-back coaching calls. So right in between them, I have 5 minutes. I get up, I fill my water bottle, I go pee, and I can sit back down. And I do that every couple of calls. And it's 5 minutes is what it takes me. And I will tell you that my water dispenser thing in my fridge is so slow.
Yeah, I don't like that
I usually actually have to pee first because if I have to pee when I start filling my water bottle, I end up having to pause because it's so long. So, anyways, having fun with it and kind of, how can I make this work for me? So, why is drinking water important to you?
Well, I mean, besides the fact that I know it helps with weight loss, I've another health problem that I've had is multiple kidney stones.
Oh,
So
wow.
I know it would be helpful if I was to drink the water that I should be.
Yeah. So I have had a kidney stone once. And yeah, if drinking a lot of water will help with that, it's probably a good why to just think about every once in a while, right? There's another good idea. Keep a jug of water with a straw on your desk. And set BR refill. What is that? I'm not sure. Oh, bathroom refill. Maybe. Yeah, I guess it depends if you, yeah, lemon juice in your water for kidney stones is another good idea. But yeah, so this could be a good reminder. So when you make your plan and you say, get whatever amount of water in, remind yourself why. Remind yourself why it's important to you. And why it matters. It's sort of the same thing, we were talking, I was talking about with the first person tonight, where we were talking about why it matters to lose weight and go to the gym. It's the same idea. We want to keep connecting with why does this habit matter to me? Why is it part of who I want to be? And that can usually make it easier. So you'd also talked about awareness of your body and how does that affect you?
I feel like it affects me when so we were out of town when the 24-hour the planning guide came out, like the ultimate planning guide. My father-in-law had surgery, and so we were out of state, like helping him, but a few days ago, I printed it all out and put it in a 3-ring binder. I was really struggling with that, with doing a 24-hour plan, but I feel like I'm coming around
Okay.
to
Why
a
are you coming
better.
around? What's helping with that?
I was really struggling with like I'm a really black and white person, and so if I had written something down and I went off plan, like I failed, I blew my day, like all of that. And so I'm learning that it's more of a tool, and taking the decision making out of things, like when you're tired or stressful and things like that. But I feel like I've heard Corinne and other coaches saying how when you are thinking about making your 24-hour plan to think about like what you're going to need in that day. And I don't feel like I'm very good at that. I feel like I've done so many diets and been trying to lose weight like my whole adult life that I
Yes.
feel like I have automatic things that I write down because they're just things that either I always ate on Weight Watchers or I always ate when I was doing my Fitness Pal, and I
Yes.
don't think about like how I'm gonna feel at the end of the day, or they're just things I plug in because that's what I'm used to plugging in. And I've just never been good at thinking about what I need and how I'm going to feel. Like thinking
Do you
about
use
my
a
feelings
paper
are like a,
planner?
is a new thing.
Yeah. Do you use a paper planner or a digital or what? How do you do your
I
planning?
use my phone,
Okay.
like the
So,
notes app in my phone.
okay. So, what I would recommend is that you remind yourself of that before you start your plan every day. This is no BS. This is a plan for me to be the person who gets to my goal weight and stays there. Like somehow to remind yourself, this is different. This isn't the same. I don't want you just to lose your weight again. I want you to lose your weight and keep it off. I want you to be living the life that you want. And that's not going to happen when you're making bullshit plans for yourself that are not keeping you in mind.
Yeah. Well,
One
and
thing
I
I would
think another, oh, go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say one thing I would offer is alternatives. Question marks. Somebody else has said in the chat to put, just protein, vegetable, starch. You can do that. I will often put or question mark. That, like,
Yeah.
for the most part, we know where we're eating or we know what's happening. But if it comes down to it where you don't, you're like, well, I really don't feel like making that, like your reasons.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, like we want you to think about who you're doing it for. Like, am I doing this for myself or against myself? So when it comes time for dinner, let's say, if you decide to order in instead of making the three-course meal you were planning to make, well, maybe you're doing that for yourself because it's the end of a stressful day. We don't want to be living our lives where we're beating ourselves up all the time. And then if you don't like your reasons, that's a great one to then bring to ads coaches or, to talk to us about, hey, I find I keep changing plans because of this reason and I'm not happy with it. Okay, let's explore that a little bit more, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think like the other thing is kind of like you said about new strategies or habits, but like I said, I feel like I'm on autopilot a lot. So like how do you like get to the point where you're, I feel like I do pretty good about waiting for hunger for the most part. Sometimes I'm like emotional eating and then I assess that. But it's like, how do you think about something that you're never thinking about? Like when it comes to, trying to find your hunger and your fullness cues, like it, I don't know, like putting a post-it note when you're at your plate when you sit down. I feel like I need a post-it note for every aspect of my life, everywhere I'm going to
If
be.
it works, then it works 100%. Otherwise, start at one meal. Start with one meal, really paying attention to it. Because as you learn what the cues are, then they'll be louder other times because you kind of focused on it one time. That's often why one of the challenges we offer is a monk meal, which is where you would actually sit and have a meal like with total silence, nothing going on. So you're really listening. But that gives you the ability to then know what you're listening for other times. We want to do things with intention right now. Over time, they'll become more of who you are and just what you do. The example I often offer to clients is, we don't all know how to sit on the toilet and go pee and wipe and get back up and wash our hands. We were taught that at one point, right? We were taught what the steps are to do that. And now, I don't know about you, but I don't hesitate at all to go sit down to go pee. I mean, I just don't, but like, because that was just, it was ingrained, right? That's what this will be too.
It's a good way to look at it.
And just pay attention to the way you're thinking and talking to yourself about it. What we're really looking for is doable hunger. So, what's doable? What's enough when you're eating to be doable for you to be comfortable until you're going to eat next? So, like an example would be like if it's 9 o'clock at night, you'd be like, I really don't need to eat much because I'm going to bed soon. Okay, great. Whereas if you were the same hungry at 4 o'clock, you'd be like, yeah, I need to eat something because I'm going to be up for like several hours now, right? So it's really thinking through that as well. Okay.
Just more practice, basically.
More practice, experimentation, looking at it from another side. Right? Just like we said to Robin, look at it from the other side of like, well, what if I come at it from this side? Then what? What if I don't, you know, what if I ate half a sandwich instead of a full sandwich? And like, let's see how long it takes me to be hungry again. Go get busy working. See, do I feel like I have time to eat again? Am I starving? I don't know. It's the same thing that fuck around and find out. Like, have fun with it. I would just err on the side of, it's okay to get hungry again. Then you can eat again. It's okay. We'll figure it out.
Well, it does give me things to try.
Excellent. All right. Well, let us know how it goes. And hopefully you can make it to another call sometime and ask more questions.
All right,
All
thanks.
right. Thanks, Nicole. Okay. So, Nicole was, we'll go back down. There we go. All right. Anybody else want to talk about anything body image, sex related, intimacy, relationships? We have a quiet bunch here tonight. It's actually a lot smaller group tonight, too. So, where is everybody? I don't know. If nobody else wants coaching, we can always end the call early. So let me know, does anybody else have any questions or anything that they want to talk about tonight? Oh, I have somebody who has raised their hand. Okay. If anybody else wants coaching, we can probably take another person. Let's see. We have Audrey coming up. And I want everybody to know that when you do raise your hands on these calls, oh, hi, Audrey, that everybody else really appreciates it. I will just tell you that when we had camp back in September, I heard from so many women there that they so appreciate those of you who do raise your hands and do come up here to talk with me. And so do I. So, how are you, Audrey?
I'm doing well. I had set a goal for myself, I believe this summer, and
Yes.
as a school teacher, I had the goal seemed like, oh my goodness, by my birthday, I want to lose X amount of pounds. Okay, that was daunting. So I'm a
Okay.
school teacher. I think, and when's my next break? You know, like when's fall break? When's Thanksgiving break? When's Christmas break? I went and divided the numbers by all of that, and it ended up being 6 pounds per break, which was like 1 or 2 pounds a week when I played around with the math. The Labor Day goal I didn't meet, so I changed all the numbers from there on out so that I didn't beat myself up, go, well, I'm 6 pounds behind now, 12 pounds behind, you know. So I changed
Yes.
that. I was 1 pound away from my goal for fall break.
Okay.
And I go to see a rheumatologist tomorrow. So we know that inflammation is a huge problem, which is why I'm going. But I was so surprised at weigh-in that I was up 5 okay. instead of down 1. And so I journaled about it. I am not a number. This is not my identity. This is just data. It very well may be water.
Yep.
I did all that.
Yep.
But I'm going back and forth with, well, you didn't meet your goal. Well, you didn't meet your goal. Because today was my first day back after the fall break. And so I only teach 3 days.
So let's look at it. You have options, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 options for thinking. You have... You didn't meet your goal. How does that feel?
Well, ordinarily in past, I would have been in fetal position crying. And okay. I didn't do that.
How does that feel now? You didn't hit your goal. When you think that, how do you feel?
Disappointed.
Disappointed. Okay. So you didn't hit your goal. You feel disappointed.
Not defeated. Just disappointed.
Do you know what I love about you? Is you standing up for yourself for how you have leveled up from past versions of you. So often we don't see that. But listen to you. You watch this back. Listen to you standing up for, hey, this is how I'm actually doing better than I would have in the past. I'm not feeling defeated. I'm just feeling disappointed.
I guess my accountability partner asked me, and she kind of said the same thing you just said. I don't remember exactly how she worded it, but it was the same thing. And our group is down to just the 2 of us, which is working well right now. So we're just going to leave it alone. But she said that, you know, I need to recognize the positive.
Yeah.
I forgot what my question was. I guess, should I maybe lower it from 6 to 4 or something so I have more success? Or is 1 to 2 pounds a week doable?
Well, your data will show you if it's doable. It is doable to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week. It's, 2 pounds a week is a high amount, depending on what you're doing really to do it, right?
Right.
Everybody's body is different. So, but the reason we would lower it is to manage how we're going to feel in the end.
Yes. And I've already, this summer when I set the goal, I already came up with, okay, well, not a self-defeated, not like a defeated self, but already came up with, well, what if you don't reach it? How are you going to react? So part of me wants to lower it just 1 pound just so I can have some success, between now and Thanksgiving. But then part of me wonders, do you need a number goal? Or do I need to totally change it where it's...
So having set this number goal, like what's the difference? What is the difference? The Audrey who has this 6 pound goal and the Audrey who has a 5 pound goal. What's the difference between how she shows up?
It's a total at the end of a whole 5 or 6 pounds at the end. I'm not going to beat myself up. Those days are over. I'm in this for the long haul.
So do you show up any differently based on the goal?
Yes. Initially, I have to work through it. This time I had to really work through it. I was angry, not at myself, just angry and disappointed.
Okay. So does that fuel a version of you who figures out the next steps?
Ask that again.
Does it fuel the version of you who's going to figure out your next steps?
We are thousands of miles apart, and I thought you said F-E-E-L, not F-E-U-L.
Probably my Canadian accent, too. That always
gets me. I'm from the South. Lowering it would probably help in the mental. I might could do five. Okay, so six didn't happen. I did five from Labor Day to fall break. Five worked.
Okay.
So I will say that from August to Labor Day, I didn't try hard because I was surviving. School started. It just survived. So maybe that would help. And the magic number at the end is just different. Or maybe I do what Betsy suggests, where you have a range. So maybe I want to lose 4 to 6 every break.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Audrey, the number will not matter what you set. It's what you do and the actions that you set yourself up to take to get there.
Because the five, okay, yes, I was disappointed because it was a pound short, but the five was good. It was moving again. And so
what and I was you working on your thinking, which is how you got from the place where you would feel defeated at being a pound off, and instead you just felt some disappointment.
Yes.
Right? So just notice that by challenging yourself to the six, you did have growth in a lot of places.
That's true.
So you get to choose. I think, sure, why not one time set it lower, see what happens. I think it's the theme for tonight. Let's fuck around and find out. We'll see what happens and then figure out what the next steps are. Like, what are you going to do to get there?
Well, I will say this. Since October 1st, I have been the habit tracker queen, because I always say, well, I want to be 70% or 80% in all the categories, blah, blah, blah. But if I don't work hard to make sure that I'm coloring those circles in during the week. And I have worked really hard in October. So maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I need to journal about the successes. Yes. The habit tracker looks better. I think those numbers are going to be way higher.
Yes.
And the 5 pounds, and I didn't throw the scale through the window and I got off it.
Fabulous.
Okay.
And then let us know how that goes. Setting a different goal and see what kind of impact does it have on how you show up.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. All right. It was great to talk to you.
All right. Bye, Lisa.
Bye. Okay. We do have Luann with her hand raised, and I do have a couple of questions. So I'm going to promote Luann and then take a look at her questions. Yes, I can still tell everybody how I get ready, my travel plan, and how do I get ready. There we go. Well, hello, Miss Luann.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, I think.
Oh, good.
I couldn't see myself, so I didn't realize I was in such a dark spot.
Yes. Well, here you are now. What's going on?
Well, so this is the sex call, though, right?
Body yes, image. It is. So, can I count on you?
Yes, you count on me.
Excellent.
So what I'm having an issue with, and I don't know if it's body image or hormonal or age or what it is, but I had in my mind that when I lost weight, my sex life would get more active. I am married, so I do know that it's not going to get that active. But
what was supposed to happen?
Well, I don't know. I guess when I got back down to like the weight that we were whenever we started dating, that all of that would just fall back into place. Well, it didn't. Other things fell.
Yeah.
And I realize we are, you know, we're both 20 years older now.
Okay.
And
what's that got to do with it?
It's not always, sometimes it's the mechanics of it. So, okay. I mean, and we are very good at being open to trying new things. I know that
Okay.
it's not just penetration.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're very open with things like that. It's just the drive is not there. And then I worry sometimes. I'm like, well, am I self-conscious about the way I look?
Are
Because it's,
you?
I don't know, maybe for a few minutes here and there.
Okay. So
It's
maybe that's not a big issue.
not a huge one, but then I'm like, well, but then what is the issue?
But what else are you doing in life? Like,
Do
well, like, are you sitting around thinking about sex all the time?
I'm not all the time, but I'm trying to think about it more often. I got
Okay.
this call because I was like,
Yeah.
ooh, we paused our Netflix binge, and I'm like, I'll be back.
Oh.
I'm gonna go talk to Lisa about our sex life.
Fabulous.
And he goes, okay, I'll be right here when you get back.
So what has worked in the past?
I don't know. I think that's the problem. I
Okay.
think that it wasn't, it was, we were both very sexual. We were both very in tune, not just with each other, but with ourselves, because we met in our 30s.
Okay.
So I feel like
So we weren't just young teenagers.
we weren't just jackrabbits going, we
Yeah.
knew what we wanted and what we were looking for. And I think that I've never had to work at being interested in sex before, and I don't know how to do it,
Okay.
if that makes sense. Even, I mean, we've got the toys, we've got the, I don't want to say the sexy shows, because I don't think we do have those.
I'm gonna say, do you watch sex?
Not a lot of things happening on Criminal Minds, and you
Well,
know.
and that's what I was gonna ask is what kind of effort, like you said, I'm not used to having to put this. Sorry.
The atmosphere is not conducive
Okay.
in
Why
our
not?
house, so
Why not? Oh, so do you have to do it at your house?
well, I don't know where else we would. So we have two adult disabled children.
Okay.
So, and it is still giving baths, putting them to bed, doing a lot of the same things that you did for a toddler, do for adult children that
And
still live in the home.
so when they're in bed, are they in bed or not necessarily?
Well, one is for sure. One is, he may get up, he may not. But I mean, they're getting better about staying in their room.
Okay.
You still hear them. I still know they're in there awake, and still, you know,
Yeah.
there's going to be one probably stick his head in here in a second. So.
So, yeah. And so if you read the book, Come As You Are, Come As You Are, yeah. So So in that book, I believe it's Emily, somebody will probably post it in the chat. She
Okay.
talks about context, and she talks about how as women or even men, I think, can have it too. You know, we have our accelerator and we have our brakes. And things like kids in the house, stuff like that, are things that are going to tend to put our brakes on. So
Yeah.
sometimes it can be like banging your head against a wall of like, how do I do this?
It's hard to go from Barney to bondage. I mean,
Exactly. Yeah. So it really can take a shift in mindset. Maybe it takes a little bit more planning. Are there ever opportunities for the two of you to get away for a night and have a night at a hotel or something, at a motel, whatever? Like, you know, that type of thing, planning it to that extent is one option. Another option is, what do you really want from it? Like, are you looking for bondage nights or are you looking for intimacy?
no, I feel like we have intimacy. We've built that in without necessarily having actual sex. So I feel like we're very intimate and probably connected more than we were when we first met, and we're having sex all the time. But I feel like I don't want my sex life to end or be over at 50. I'll be 55 next week.
Okay.
And I didn't think that at this age, and I've tried to think back to when I was younger and I would talk to people that were 55. I don't think I thought about them having or not having sex, but I definitely never thought of myself. I still feel young in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's just not in that one. So
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm on hormone therapy now, where, we do have, I will send you a message and go, hey, take a pill.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night. And then usually we fall asleep. But because, I mean, we start our day at 5 o'clock in the morning, and by the time 9 o'clock, that's late for us anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we have rented hotel rooms and
Yeah.
we did fall asleep. Just,
What if that's what you need right now?
well, I think it is to a point, but I
But
don't.
why does that mean that your sex life is over?
Because I want to have sex.
How much?
Mean, am I supposed to quantify that with a number? I don't know. I would like to at least be having sex once or twice a week.
What would you be making that mean?
That I'm not getting older and that that part of me is not gone.
And is that what it would mean? I mean, your birthday's what, next week, you said?
Yeah. I didn't want to cry on a sex call. There's no crying in sex.
Crying
Hey,
instead.
no. So I think that feeling like I'm losing that part of me.
So I want you to think about the idea of quit telling yourself you're losing that part of you. Because I don't think you are. I think you're trying to solve a new problem with an old solution. I feel like I'm getting old, so I need to have more sex.
Did you say you think I need to have more sex?
No, that's what you said to me. You said,
Oh,
I'm getting old. And so the solution to that is, well, let's have more sex.
yeah, because younger people do that more often than older people.
Really? Well, there's a thought that could be hosing you too.
Well, it could be,
Yeah. Because
but
I'll tell you, I've had people on the
this
call.
younger person have a lot more sex than this older person right here.
The younger person probably also wasn't getting up at 5 o'clock and taking care of grown adults with disabilities, and she was also doing a lot of different things. Now, I'm not suggesting you have to take sex off the table and you can't work on that too,
Right.
but it's just paying attention to why it feels so crappy right now.
Yeah. And it is the way I'm thinking about it, is I'm letting that define how I feel in the other parts, because it all spirals back to, well, then why am I doing this? If I'm just,
Yeah.
why am I
And
doing this?
so what it does though is it ends up how we put blinders on. And we put blinders on to the solutions of how we could actually have more sex because we're so busy being focused on being tired and everything else that it's like, okay, we're taking all the fun out of it. So,
Okay.
birthday girl. Any thoughts on what you could do? I want you to picture yourself as an outsider to your life, your best friend. Just be your best friend for a minute. How would you tell her to get her sex on?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, guess on the upside, the boys wouldn't know what we were doing, and they couldn't tell anybody because they can't verbalize things like that. So even if they did hear something, they wouldn't know what they were hearing.
So you would have to manage your thinking around the fact that it's possible they might hear you.
Right.
There was a comment in the chat about something about a noise machine, like a
A sound machine?
sound machine.
Whatever. They sleep with their TV on. I don't know what I think they're going to hear anyway.
I sleep
They
with my.
don't listen to anything else I say. I don't know why they'd listen to that.
Well, there's something you could remind yourself of. I think you should write that one down. They don't listen to anything, anyways. And I want you to remind yourself you're going to be tired. 9 o'clock at night. What?
Yeah.
You're going to tell your husband, take the pill.
And
Like, I literally want you to take the same advice that I gave to everybody else tonight.
just talk around and find out.
Damn right. We want to find out. Does it really help us feel young? Is twice a week what we really want?
Well, like I said, I don't know, or did I read that in a stupid book somewhere?
That twice a week was the right amount?
Yeah, that's what you should be doing. That's what everybody else is doing, right? I'm sure everybody on this call is having sex twice a week.
I highly doubt it. I tell you, I'm not.
Well, and that's
Now you've given me some new thoughts to think, man, does that mean I'm getting old? Shit.
yeah.
Don't think that's it. It's like we have these optional thoughts. Did you just text your husband and tell him to take a pill? I hope so.
Maybe.
You.
So,
But that's the thing, is really starting to try to be realistic with what your expectations are. Maybe you don't want to be all into bondage and tied to the bed in case the kids come in. That could be maybe safe for the time you do go to a hotel or whatever else. But also, maybe it's okay. Maybe you get a little lock on your door so that you can feel like they're not just going to walk in the room.
and we do lock the door, and I have tried doing the whole like send the flirtatious text messages. I think part of the thing too is he's retired. We're with each other all day, every day. So there is no anticipation of coming together. I've been looking at your big dumb head all day. So, I think some of that is some of it too.
So, and that can be where it does take probably a little more work than it took in our 30s when we were just getting to know each other. But it's setting yourself up for that mindset of how do we practice getting into that every once in a while? How do we build that anticipation? It's the communication, because it can come from both directions.
Yeah.
And trying new things as well. I mean, Louie and I cannot, we've talked about this, you and I, the sex toys and stuff. I cannot, t I, a whole box of them just showed up at my house.
Well,
And
that's
I'm
fine
like, we
here.
have
I saw
so
them in the
many.
dark.
But it's fun trying things.
Mean, we have, for those of you that don't know me, this may be shocking. I can't think of anything new to try.
Well, you just have to keep going shopping because trust me,
Okay.
there really are. I thought so too, and then this box came in the mail, and I'm like, "What the hell is that?" Anyways, it's a little vibrate. One of them's a little vibrator thing, and it's like a huge tongue. I don't know. I'll show it.
Oh, about that.
It's
Okay.
a big one though. It's
Yeah.
like huge. I don't
Okay.
know. I don't know. So there may be new things for you to try.
Maybe.
There may be different things that you can talk to your husband about trying. But I think it'll come from your mindset of how do I give myself permission to get into it?
I think that's the other thing too, is I have trouble turning it off to even if we do have sex, there may not be any climax. And then I'm like, oh shit, am I dehydrated? So I've stopped letting that determine if it's
So focusing on the pleasure rather than like the experience rather than the end goals can be very important. And try a bunch of different things. Forget about what you think you know. Get a blindfold. That can help too. Because when you don't know what's happening or what's going on, that can be a lot of fun too, right? You don't know how. Let them have all the toys. And then,
You don't know what's going on. Well,
So,
that is one way to build a little bit of anticipation and surprise.
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So try different things like that. Somebody else, it's tough. You're not the only one. Yeah, so many, it's a changing body and things are constantly changing. So that's why I really do the whole focus on the experience and letting go of those rules that we have.
I think letting go of the way it was,
Yeah.
I think that's a big one that I really need to, because I keep trying to get back to that, and I don't think I can measure.
It's probably holding you back from who you could be now.
Okay.
Like getting to know her, just like the first person on the call tonight, Robin.
I missed her.
Oh, well, it was about who is she now? You know, as we change in life, now we have different goals and different desires, and what, like, who are we?
Okay.
But yes, think about, continue to think about what's getting in your way and then bust through those excuses. Because I think you've got all the answers inside of you about that, that look, the kids aren't actually that big of a problem.
They're really not. It's just easier to say they are.
Yeah, it goes along with our tired self.
And yeah, remember I told him that I was going to come talk to you. And he goes, well, you can talk to me. Let's talk about it. I'm like, let me talk to her first, and I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yeah, so
You'll
tell them to
be
find
here.
a
You'll be
blindfold.
here when the call's over.
There you go. I love it.
Okay.
Well, let me know how that goes.
I will.
Hey.
All right. Have a
All
good
right.
night.
Take care. I'm going to figure out. There we go.
Figure out how to get me out of here.
There you go. Yes, talk to Lisa first. There's your foreplay. So we do have a question in the Q&A that is, my husband doesn't like foreplay. What should I do? I would be curious what that means. Why does he not like foreplay? What is it about foreplay that he doesn't like? That's kind of like to me saying, I don't like turning my car on, but I want to drive it to the grocery store. Sorry, there's no way to get your car to go unless you push the button or turn it on in some way, right? Your car is not just going to drive. Maybe you let him know that that's not how women's bodies work. If climax is an important thing, then you also definitely need foreplay for that. It's part of the fun. So I just be curious, what does that mean he doesn't like it? And could be a question you could ask him. Are you sure he doesn't like it? Sometimes it's, I find with a partner that it can be, they don't know if what they're doing is effective. And so often we're missing a bit of that effective communication that gives them the reassurance that, hey, yes, this is important to me. This does feel good. I do like this. You're doing a good job, you know, whatever it is. You should have some open communication. Yeah, so definitely having communication with your partner about what you like is very important, and to make sure that you're getting your needs met as well. If you know, you don't have to be in a situation that doesn't work for you. So letting somebody else know that, hey, if we're going to have intercourse, this is what I want. This is what I need in that situation. So that would definitely be my advice. And we are out of time. I'm going to tell you a few things as I get ready for this vacation because, but I will definitely talk about it next time, which I believe is on November 12th, 11th or 12th. So yeah, it's that Tuesday of that week that I will be on here again, and I will definitely walk you through the whole thing. We go once a year or so to a resort in Mexico. It's actually called Temptation. You can look it up if you want to. But it is a resort that is quite popular among swingers. My husband and I are not actually currently swingers, but we love the resort because it's so much fun, and it provides us exactly, I think, Luann, what you're looking for, that stimulation, that it's a sexy themed place. We do Luann said in the comments, I thought about going to one of those places. The thing is, this isn't really one of those places. There are places that are like really far, you know, further out there that are like people having sex everywhere all the time. This isn't like that. This is very much a place that's like, it's topless. It's adult. Well, it's adults only, but this one is actually topless, and everything is sexy themed. Like the main pool is called the sexy pool. There are theme nights every night where there are costumes that you can wear. Well, not that you can wear. You would prepare your costume. So that's the part that I have been doing right now, is planning what I'm going to wear, ordering the different outfits. Like there's a racy rodeo night, so you know, well, what am I going to wear for racy rodeo? I got a sexy top, and there's what are the other, oh, there's like a circus night. There are neon glow nights. They're my favorite, because you can get neon body paint. Yeah, we know ahead of time, you know ahead of time for the whole year what the theme nights are going to be. So, and most people plan quite extensively what their costumes are going to be. Like the entertainment at night is all adult themed, like striptease shows, and the staff never get naked or anything like that, but it just, everything is like, everything is essentially sex themed. So we love it. It's fun. It's what's the word? Titillating, I guess. It definitely adds that spice for us back to the relationship, gives us, you know, things to think about for the next year. But yeah, and I think this is probably our, I don't know, 14th, 15th time going there. So anyways, I will tell you more about that next call, and about, you know, the thought work that I've had to do, that I do to get ready for this trip. I try to think through all the different situations. Am I going to the gym when I'm there? Am I not going to the gym when I'm there? When I wear the outfits, how am I going to think and feel, and how do I want to feel at the end of the vacation? Because I'm going there to have fun. And I'll tell you, there are a lot of people that go to this resort that are perfect bodies and this and that. But there are just as many, if not more, people who are totally not. One of the main themes of the place is nobody knows you, nobody gives a shit. So it's really about having fun. But all right, that's enough. I have teased you enough with that for this evening. So I will talk about that again next time, though, because you're still going to get me before I go on that vacation. Don't worry, I'll talk to you again before I go on that vacation. So once I get all my outfits actually figured out, and that's why that whole box of toys has showed up at my house, it's because apparently they're to take on vacation. So I will, once I go through the box of toys, I can tell you about them too. Yeah, it's called Temptation in Cancun, Mexico. So, all right, everybody. Thank you all for coming on the call tonight. And for those of you that raised your hands, you know we all appreciate you so, so much. Cancun, in Cancun, Mexico. And I will see you all next time. Bye, everyone.